Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Magic number down to one. One. Keith, you said this. Red Sox may not even need to show up for the rest of the year.
They could just sit out the rest of the season if the Astros lose this afternoon.
By the time they get on the field tonight,
yeah,
they may have already clinched the playoff spot. That was absurdly easy.
Way too easy. Almost, yeah. I don't trust it. It's too easy.
Yeah, like what happened?
What's the catch?
But if you talk to me at like 8:30,
yeah,
on Tuesday night in first game in Toronto,
when
it's 1-1,
yeah,
and Giolito looks like he's about to blow the game open with first and third and nobody out. So I guess it was technically 1-0 at that point in time. I'm like, here we go. Mm-hmm. Blue Jays are going to score like 5 runs. It's going to be a nightmare. And then, you know, not even 48 hours later, it's like, oh, they're in. That was easy.
Crazy.
It's done. I mean, it's all but done.
Yeah.
Magic number one, which means if the Red Sox win one of their first 4 games or the Astros lose one of their final 4 games.
Which they might lose all 4 the way they're going.
They play at 3:35 today. They might be done, cooked, eliminated, at least when it comes to the Red Sox and chasing them down. So, yeah, that was wildly easy.
It was pretty easy. We put a lot of emphasis on the first 2 games of the series because it was Giolito and then Garrett Crochet. And you're like, well, it's sort of the uncertainty of maybe a Kyle Harrison game. What are you going to get out of Connolly early in what would be his, what, fourth start? So, like, a lot of uncertainty around there. And then the thought that if Detroit needs it, they could bring Scooble back in the finale. So you're like, all right, you got to win these first 2 games. And they did. And so the Giolito one was a little touch and go there about halfway through. But then Garrett Crochet got the run support and was just nasty last night.
Not for nothing, too. But it's like, now you have Crochet rested. Going into the postseason.
Yep, he's lined up.
Other teams may not. We can get into this in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But not only have Crochet rested, and you could kind of play and pick and choose if you want to play the game of, do we want to be the third wild card? Do we want to be the first wild card? Is the division still in play? Probably not.
The division.
They're 3 games back at Toronto.
You're not eliminated from it, but yeah, you would need something.
But that's
crazy.
The other piece to it, too. The Yankees have now won 4 straight. Blue Jays have lost now 6 of 7. New York and Toronto are now tied for first.
Correct.
Detroit is crashing out in the Central, and the Blue Jays have been crashing out.
Cleveland now leads that division.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, you now won a series against Toronto. So now if you do have to play the Blue Jays in the opener, you feel good about that matchup. So a lot of good went down in these last 2 games, which I was nervous about it. I was ready to be white-knuckling all week.
Right.
And turns out Red Sox did exactly what they had to do. You brought up Crochet.
Yep.
He did exactly what he had to do. No more concerns about fatigue. I looked up in the middle of the game, and I'm like, he's through 6 innings at like 60-something pitches? I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Oh, he had that one inning. Was it 6 or 7 pitches? You're like, oh.
He might need to just be
Hoss of the Week.
Hoss of the Year.
Hoss of the Year.
We might need to hand it out to him.
Hoss of the Year.
It's either him or the big D-tackle in Tampa wins it for a second
But
time.
He's also the guy that, you know, when we were giving out midseason awards, and we can revisit this and do regular season awards, I mean, he's obviously the team Cy Young. You can make a strong case that he's the American League Cy Young winner. He's also the team MVP for me. I mean, just because some of the guys in the lineup have been in and out, like Bregman. Story's been pretty good, don't get me wrong, but Crochet's the MVP. He got the ball 32 times, made every single start. His career high in innings was 146 prior to this year. He went 205 and a third. His first year, you could stack up, and I would even say it's better than Chris Sale's first year because
he got through September.
He got through September and he was still good. Now September was his worst month.
I was gonna say his September was rocky, but
when you really needed it,
there were two.
And last night you needed it.
There were two very, very good starts in September.
Yeah.
Oakland in this one, or the
Sale,
A's in this one.
Sale pitched a few more innings, and obviously he had more strikeouts because that was the 300 strikeout season. But Crochet had a better ERA. And they went 23-9 in his 32 starts. He himself was 18-5. But Chris Sale had an unbelievable first year.
They won 23 of the 32 times he took them out this year.
Yep.
Wow.
Honestly, I only remember a couple of the losses. I thought the record might even be a little bit better.
Well, his first one was a loss, right?
The first game of the season?
Did they win the opener? I don't even remember anymore.
No, I thought they won
that Texas game. Maybe
I thought they won.
Yeah, how many? What even are his losses? Good call.
Well, I think we were at the Seattle game.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely one.
We were there for that one. Brag. Reverse brag.
Big dumper. Big dumper.
Yeah, we saw Big Dumper real close. Julio Rod. We saw all those guys.
By the way, the Julio Rod bet didn't hit last night.
No.
Just means I'm going back to it.
You got
to
keep doubling down.
He's going to get 30-30. He's going to get 30-30. I got to double down on that bet.
So here's the other thing about Chris Sale and why you hope that the similarities are true only for certain things, because Chris Sale made 32 starts his first year with the Red Sox, never made 32 starts again, never made 30 starts again with the Red Sox. So Crochet obviously built different than Sale is. They already gave him the extension, right? With Sale, they waited a couple of years. Then they gave it to him a year early, in which they never should have. But regardless, Garrett Crochet was as good, if not better, than advertised. And it was really capped off with like an exclamation point last night. And it leads into the reason why you'd feel good in any wild card series. 100%. It's because of Crochet.
The format works out in the Red Sox. I don't like the format.
No.
But I like that in a three-game series all on the road,
you get him.
You have maybe, unless it's Skubal on the other side, and even still, based on how Skubal pitched last
time out. I'll take Crochet over anybody right now.
So you have the best guy in the series ready to go in game one.
Even
and then
the division
you just
series.
Split those other two.
It's a five-game series.
Bingo.
And so you get Garrett Crochet maybe twice, like,
Format,
big advantage.
The format is good for you.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So Brad Foe is going to join us here at 12:30. We'll get his thoughts coming up. I want to get to a few texts in a moment. People calling me out. Let's do that.
What are they calling you out for?
But real quick.
Okay.
Because I referenced this. Cotillo had a good tweet today.
Right.
And it shows you how many balls are in the air over the final four games. With the Red Sox magic number one, they haven't clinched yet.
Nope. Any day now, maybe even this afternoon.
No celebration yet.
Yeah, but the Astros aren't going to win out.
They can win out all they want. If the Red Sox go 1-3 and the Astros win out, the Red Sox are in.
No, I'm saying the Red Sox could lose out and they'd still make the playoffs.
Correct.
Yeah.
In all likelihood, the Red Sox will be traveling to New York, Toronto, Cleveland, or Detroit. Thanks. That really narrows it down.
For a
wild card
opportunities
series starting on Tuesday. If those teams are still battling for the divisions this weekend, you could see Skubal, Gausman, and Williams, Trevor Williams, who was awesome the other day, all pitch Sunday while the
Gavin
Red Sox
Williams.
Have... I'm sorry, what did I say?
Trevor.
Sorry, Trevor Williams, I think, is with
the
Nationals.
The man's name is Gavin.
Sorry.
I'm going to call him Gavin.
I think Trevor Williams with the Nationals. Sorry. Gavin Williams. While the Red Sox have Crochet line... So that's another thing that's
at stake. They're sitting there ready for you.
Now,
it would be great if you could somehow steal a home field in there, but I think that's probably unlikely.
But, like, I'd rather have...
Him lined up. No doubt.
I'd rather have Crochet lined up and those teams burning their ace, and I have to go somewhere for three games on the road, where the Red Sox, by the way, all year have been way better at home. But lately, they've been a better road team than
road
home
Warriors.
Team.
Legion of Doom.
So being on the road doesn't scare me. And those teams might have to burn their aces battling for a division and or playoff spot down the stretch. So we're far from knowing who the Red Sox are going to be matched up against, but one more win and or one more Astros loss, and they're in, and they're playing on Tuesday.
The Sox might also be able to skip Giolito and give him more rest if they've already clinched.
Yeah, that's true. They don't need to pitch Giolito last day of the year. Correct. Last day of the regular season.
Yeah, I wonder what they would do with that. I wonder if they would have him pitch just like a few innings because he's probably going to be their number three starter anyway. But whatever. That's a decision that they can figure out.
And he's already hit his innings limit to be able to opt out at the end of the year, so you're not going to be stiffing him out of anything. So that all worked out.
It is a wild playoff race. And now we've gotten it down to the teams, but the seeding's all over the map. Even like the number one seed. It could be the Blue Jays, could be the Yankees, could be the Mariners. I mean, an outside chance, I guess it could be the Red Sox, right? But, like, it is pretty crazy to look at it because teams that were set, thought they won the division, now might have to be on the road in the wild card round. Or in the case of Detroit, might miss it altogether.
Crazy.
They had, like, a 12.5 game lead, like, a month ago.
No. A month ago?
I
think it was, like, 10 earlier this month. In September, they had, like, a 9.5 game lead. And I think earlier in the year, it was 15.5.
Yeah. On July 8th. The Guardians were 15.5 back. On September 1st, they were 10.5 back.
Oh, it was over 10. I'm sorry.
And even September 10th, which is 2 weeks ago, they were 9.5.
That's what I saw. September 10th, they were 9.5. And now Cleveland's in first place and Detroit might not even make the playoffs.
I also saw a stat that was from before yesterday's games. they said runs allowed over the last 18 games for every team in the majors. So, for example, Minnesota has given up the most runs over the last 18 games. They've given up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
119 runs. The Guardians had allowed 28. the second best team is the Cubs, and 65.
And they stink. Cleveland stinks, by the way.
Oh, we went through the whole lineup before. They have Jose Ram and they got Gavin Williams.
I can't believe they keep winning, but they keep winning. I would want nothing to do with them.
I'm telling you, they got good vibes. I was there, Bragg, earlier in the summer, and I told my buddy, I think we might have started this thing. I go, the $2 beers in the center field section, and then the free Emmanuel Class A jerseys right before he got busted for fixing games. People were loving it. It's a good take down there. So Cleveland, I wouldn't bet against Cleveland. I also don't love Seattle as far as like a matchup. But I think the Red Sox, I would take the Red Sox against the Blue Jays. I would take them against the Yankees. I would take them against the Tigers. Like, I don't want to
deal with Cleveland and their dark magic. But other than
everybody else,
especially with Crochet lined up. By the way, real quick, Narvaez had another bomb last night. Almost the exact same thing. This one maybe I thought had a chance to drop in more than the other night.
Yeah, I agree.
But still, he's like going opposite field, and I'm like, that might be an out. And the ball just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. This one was for a homer. It was a big double the other night. So he was on. I guess you heard this live, right, Keith?
I did. I was listening to this one, yeah.
Okay, so Will, after the game, is interviewing Carlos Narvaez, and I guess Narvaez is already getting a little choked up, as you told me.
Yeah, just like because they're sort of like reflecting on the whole year that he's had and sort of how a guy kind of came out of nowhere. We certainly didn't think he was going to be the starting catcher.
Nope.
And the season that he's had and also how good the team has been. And so he was sort of talking about like what it means for the team, what it means for him individually, and then Will kind of followed up with like just, you know, putting everything in perspective.
Will's
where he's
like,
come from.
Yeah. What did it mean for you?
Yeah. And like he went Roy Firestone on
he
him.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. And we got an emotional answer out of Carlos Narvaez last night on the WEEI Red Sox Radio Network.
Bro, I got cheese right now. I barely can talk. It's been a long ride, bro. I don't know. It's been amazing. I mean, every journey is tough, you know, but my one has been, it's been tough one. Like I said, just feel proud to be in this group, to competing at this level and making, you know, getting closer to the postseason. I just got to thank God, feel proud every night, every time I put my jersey on. So, got it. Sorry.
Okay. I mean,
not taking anything for granted. You know, you hear that. Obviously, a very easy guy to root for, but like he's taking each day.
They have a lot of guys like
this.
They
really do. They have a very likable team.
We said this after Peyton, I know, totally gave up a home run last night. He was also on the field where Abreu got the line shot from Alejandro Kirk and chucked him out at first base to end the game.
Yeah.
How slow is he?
Slow. Yeah, no, he doesn't move well. He'll hit the giddy up.
He probably have a zero speed rating.
Benji Molina's like, dude, hurry up.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, like what the hell?
That'd be a good race. All the Molinas and Alejandro Kirk.
I mean, yeah. I couldn't believe how slow he was.
Yeah, he wasn't moving great.
But anyway, so, you know, Tolley's very, they have a ton of likable guys.
They do.
And put the captain there, Narvaez, at the top of the list, who, by the way, acquired on the same day as Garrett Crochet.
Yeah, they were talking about
separate
that last
trades.
Night. This is another guy that this is for the Jones, take a look at how good Breslow is conversation because he got Narvaez and nobody thought anything of it. In fact, not only did you get Narvaez, you got him from the Yankees. You're like, we'll take him, thank you. And now he's your starting catcher and he's been excellent this year. The pitching staff's been pretty good. He's got to get some credit for that as well. Plus, early in the season, he was providing a ton of offense. It did cool, but now it seems like it's heating back up again.
And there is something to him. Like, he had a big home run against the Yankees earlier this year. This series, he had maybe the two biggest hits.
Yeah.
Like, Rafaela, in big moments, he's come through in some spots.
It does feel like they have the makings.
This guy has come through in some spots, and it's like, all right, those are bottom-of-the-order hitters. You don't need them every night. But there is a little element of, as you said, A, they're likable and easy to root for, and B, they may have some clutch hitters in clutch spots down at the bottom of the lineup. So watch that one. Meanwhile, you mentioned my guy Craig Breslow. He gets hate from all corners. I don't stand for this. I really don't.
Craig took a good shot at him today.
I heard that. Well, that was funny. That was very funny.
He was talking to Sam Kennedy, and Greg's like, "Well, we don't have Breslow on. We don't want to ask him because he might be sympathetic towards the robots.
Biased towards the robots. That was hilarious. And look, he is robotic. But like, do you not hate the GM? Can you not look past some roboticism and some poor people skills if he makes good baseball decisions?
Yeah, you don't need to be best buds with all these guys.
That's been my stance the whole time.
Is he fun at a party?
Yeah, as a human being. Like,
You're not going to be at a party with him anyway.
They showed him on the clubhouse, Keith, which you and I were the only two that watched.
That's because I was prominently featured.
Sitting there awkwardly sipping wine with his wife, and I'm like, these do not...
This is a human conversation. Just act natural.
These don't seem like fun people. Okay?
No.
And like, he might be a stiff. Where is that guy, by the way? Hey, Brez, nice job, you stiff. Where's that guy?
Oh, he got fired.
Is that guy still complaining about Breslow somewhere while the Red Sox are going to the playoffs?
He might be.
Nice job, Brez, you stiff.
He probably created
a
burner
loser
account.
That guy was.
He's probably on Twitter.
But anyway, so he might not be the most fun at parties, but he makes pretty good baseball decisions. But we still get texts like this.
He's got really good off seasons.
Yeah, not so much at the deadline.
Yeah, and he's good. He's the chief extension officer.
Jones.
You needed a contract extension? Call Craig Breslow.
Jones, how come you haven't mentioned once how Craig wasted Roman and Worcester for 2 months when he could have helped? That was John Henry. That was what we've called out John Henry eight billion times.
That's a money thing.
That's ownership and service time manipulation. And John Henry's not the only owner who does it. But that was not about the GM and baseball ops. That was about the Red Sox cheaping out. Okay? So let's at least criticize the right people here. Jones, a lot of these are directed at me.
Yeah, seriously. Get after him.
Jones, why did you, or did you learn rather, to stop worrying about Crochet, you dumb?
No.
Maybe not. I mean, he had a 450, 460 ERA in September.
Going into last night.
He had never pitched this many innings.
Right.
I was wrong about it, but I think that was a fair thing to wonder. How would Crochet hold up down the stretch? Yeah. Last night, he was great.
Right.
And now he gets plenty of rest going into the postseason.
Yeah, it really was. He had five September starts. He had two gems, two you'll take it, and then one really bad one. And then that ended up being whatever the ERA was.
And the one bad one, like you said, is the one that probably lost him the Cy Young.
I think he lost the Cy Young literally in one inning against Cleveland.
But no, he's been great.
That's the hottest team in baseball.
I stand by wondering if he could do it. He'd never done it. I stand by wondering if he could do it. But
it's fair.
Turns out he can do it.
You got to ask some tough questions sometimes.
Also, this one. Stay on brand, Jones. We still need to fire Cora.
I said, if they
miss the postseason,
Cora
should pay for it with his job.
He can run it back now.
They made the postseason. He's now allowed to keep his job. Yeah, he's safe.
Safe.
You did what he needed to do. He didn't gag it away.
Yeah. Unlike Alejandro Kirk to a hit to right field, Alex Cora is, in fact, safe.
You now get to keep your job. Congrats, Alex Cora. Good for you. 617-779-7937. You mentioned Sam Kennedy on the Greg Hill Show this morning. He said the Red Sox aren't taking a victory lap on Rafael Devers, quote-unquote, yet.
Oh, but they will.
Well, I wonder.
Okay.
That implies is coming. So how are you feeling about the Rafael Devers trade? Oh, and by the way, how far can the Red Sox go without him? Let's get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.